federal government has declared Labor Senator Sam Dastyari's position is untenable if fresh allegations against him are true. Fairfax Media is reporting he warned a Chinese political donor that his phone was likely tapped by security agencies. But the opposition leader, Bill Shorten, is giving the influential New South Wales senator one last chance. Here's political reporter Dan Conifer.
In October 2016, Sam Dastyari met Chinese political donor Huang Xiangmo at the billionaire's sprawling home on Sydney's Lower North Shore. Fairfax Media today reports that before the pair met, Senator Dastyari gave Mr. Huang advice on how to avoid having their conversation monitored by security agencies. He reportedly told the property developer they should leave their phones indoors and speak outside. The Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, says it's a very serious allegation.
If they are accurate, it will show that Senator Dastyari was acting against Australia's national interests, against Australia's national security concerns, and that would make his position as a senator untenable.
Security agencies can use mobile phones as listening devices without the user's knowledge. Fairfax Media reports that Senator Dastyari told Mr. Huang his phone was likely tapped by government agencies, including the United States government. The Attorney General, George Brandis, is the minister responsible for Australia's domestic spy agency, ASIO.
One has to ask the question, why would anyone acting in good faith warn a benefactor to have a conversation in circumstances that are only consistent with engaging in counter-surveillance activity? Why would an innocent person do that? What was he trying to hide?
Senator Dastyari quit the Labor frontbench last year after admitting Mr. Huang's company paid one of his legal bills. Mr. Huang was named by ASIO in a secret warning to the Coalition and Labor about the danger of Chinese Communist Party interference in Australian politics. Ms. Bishop says the New South Wales power broker must now detail his dealings with the man.
Senator Sam Dastyari must reveal publicly each and every discussion he had with his Chinese benefactor and the action he has taken in relation to representations made to him by his Chinese benefactor.
Mr. Huang has previously denied he's ever tried to exert influence on Australian politicians. In a statement, Sam Dastyari says he rejects any assertion he told Mr. Huang anything other than gossip being spread by journalists. He says he's never possessed or passed on any protected security information. Speaking on Sky News, Labor's Richard Marles says his colleague couldn't have divulged classified information.
Senator Dastyari has made clear that he has not, nor was he in a position to disclose any confidential information to breach any rules around national security because he wasn't in possession of any of that information.
The Shadow Defence Minister went on to suggest the federal government might have been behind the damaging story.
I am a little confused about the source of this story, and I think that does require an explanation. And to be honest, when you think about the last few months, the government is low on trust in this space.
The Attorney General, George Brandis, says his office was not the source of the newspaper article.
The first that I knew about the matter was when my office was contacted by Fairfax on Monday afternoon.
Mr. Marles says the opposition's been pushing for a foreign agents register and a ban on foreign political donations.
What we need to be doing is banning foreign donations, and what we need to be doing is setting up a foreign agents register. Now, that's what Labor's been saying for some time now, actually since the Fairfax ABC expose in relation to foreign donations.
George Brandis says work is well underway on a new regime.
The Prime Minister has announced that it is the government's policy to ban foreign political donations. I've been working with the Special Minister of State to develop a package of legislation that covers both that issue and the broader issue of foreign interference, and that legislation will be introduced into the Parliament soon.
Labor leader Bill Shorten receives briefings from security agencies. In a statement, he says he doesn't discuss the detail of those briefings with anyone, including Senator Dastyari. He says this isn't the first time the senator's judgment has been called into question, but he expects it to be the last. George Brandis says this episode is a test for Mr. Shorten.
Mr. Shorten has questions to answer. He benched Senator Dastyari very briefly last year. Senator Dastyari was swiftly re-included in the Senate leadership team of the Labor Party, We know he remains one of Bill Shorten's Praetorian Guard. As the Foreign Minister has said, the position is untenable, but it's not just a test for Senator Dastyari.
Australian Conservative Senator Corey Bernardi says after having a legal bill paid for and after contradicting Labor's position on the South China Sea, Senator Dastyari has to go.
This is not appropriate for an Australian senator. There have been question marks hanging over Senator Dastyari for a long time. To me, this is strike three. You're out, Sam.
Australian Conservative Senator Corey Bernardi, Dan Conifer reporting. The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, says Senator Dastyari should consider quitting the Senate.
Sam Dastyari has very, very grave questions to answer. Whose side is he on? Really, here he is, an Australian senator who has gone to a meeting with a foreign national with close links to a foreign government and advises that foreign national, Mr. Wang, to put their phones inside to avoid the possibility of surveillance. Why is he giving counter-surveillance advice to Mr. Wang?
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.